Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sure, today's episode was so relatable, I must say. And I think I'm absolutely loving these episodes, particularly because one of us at some point in time has probably had a similar experience. And just quickly, because on the line this afternoon, I've got a psychologist to just catch on from this conversation. But about a year ago, I was seated in the Eastern Cape, unemployed with two infants, and life just felt like it was closing down on me. I mean, I'm 34 now. I was 33, and I'd always just been the giant of my mental health, so I thought. But in that moment and in that period, I did not even have finances to go to a counselor or whatever the case may be. I sat with my emotions, didn't know what to do with myself. Until I actually made this commitment while I was in that phase. I said, you know what? As soon as I get a job, as soon as I'm in a better place and I've got somebody to look after my kids, one of the first things I will do is take care of my mental health. And I'm very open about how only last month, actually, end of February, I completed my sessions with my counselor. And I must say, it did not even cost me a cent, by the way. And I feel I could have taken on it much earlier. Anyway, enough about myself. I'm really just encouraging you to take care of your mental health. So that, what I just played right now, oh man, absolutely hit home for me. Rod, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon. It's good to be here.
Good to be here. I love how you said that. We all say, Kum nandi balapha mkhosi, by the way. So at church we say, it's nice to be here. It's good to be here. Kum nandi balapha. Really great to have you. Now, today's episode, Rod, was all about depression. And the caller in the episode said she was having trouble getting out of bed. The counselor said that some signs of depression might be eating, concentrating. So what else should people look out for, Rod?
I think generally just differences, being open to something that's different and that is slanted towards a less energetic sort of take on life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, another way of looking at it, we might say more sort of subdued or negative aspect. Quite often we talk about a suppressed view on things. Everything is heavy. Everything is slow. But any differences, whether it is eating and very much energy, you know, our nonverbal communication,
mm-hmm.
Which is our basic 80% plus minus of what's happening around us, is going to indicate whether we've got good energy levels. And if that's sort of lacking, then you can sort of think maybe there's something wrong. Maybe the person's physically sick, or maybe the person's emotionally feeling sick, so to speak.
Hmm. Now, Rod, the caller was saying that even though she had a job that she had been waiting to get for a long time, she wasn't feeling happy as she thought she should. Is this common, where it seems on the surface that someone should be happy with what is going on in their life, but they're still feeling depressed? She even said in the conversation, Rod, my friend always tells me that people have bigger problems.
You know what? It's always relative. I see people from various walks of life, people who are really struggling, reminded of the story you told, when we don't have a job and finances are creeping up on us and, you know, we're really struggling at that end. And then I see people, working at the coalface, things going, you know, lots of money, lots of headaches, lots of stress.
Yep.
And then also with world-class athletes. There's been some really well-known, significant people in the public eye who have come out and said they have struggled with depression, whether it's rugby players, whether it's gymnasts, swimmers, you know, people around track and field, we all struggle with it, and it's common. Mm. It is common. It's not so uncommon. Just because we don't talk about it doesn't mean to say that, you know, it's not there.
True.
And, you know, we just need to actually allow ourselves to say, you know, life is difficult.
Mm.
It is difficult, even when things are going well.
Yep.
For whatever reason, sometimes just a couple of things just seem to mount up on us.
Mm.
And it's not an indication that we are weak.
Yep.
We definitely not. If Olympic athletes suffer from depression, if so-called strong politicians, musicians who are in the public eye, they all struggle from time to time,
mm.
including, I'm not allowed to say this too loudly, but including psychologists.
Sure.
We are all as prone to depression and anxiety and the vagaries of mental health.
Sure. This one is a I'm not laughing. I'm really just chuckling because there's common jokes going around social media where people will say, especially us who grew up in rural areas and the likes, you know, when a child is depressed and the mom's like, "Hey, bro, I do everything for you. What do you mean you are depressed?" You know, the truth, right, is that parents sometimes don't know the right things to say. So, what would your advice to parents be if they suspect, you know, that their child might be feeling depressed?
Well, the first thing is just to allow emotions aren't good or bad. The trouble is we try and fix them, and emotions are there for a purpose. You know, we are wonderfully and fearfully made. It says so in the scriptures, and, you know, we, for all science that we understand, we still don't understand how to make human beings, let alone, you know, the emotional side of things. And so emotions are normal. And what basically is we have emotions that move us towards something,
mm-hmm.
and we'd like to call them more sort of emotions that attract us towards something. Those are the nice emotions. They're comfortable. You know, happiness, excitement, enthusiasm, curiosity. Mm-hmm. Love is a big thing around that. And then we have the not so nice emotions, which would be worry, anxiety, depression, those things. And then we sort of somehow label them as the not so good or bad emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Emotions aren't morally good or bad. They just are. And they're there to give us information around, our environment. Something is either happening that we want more of and then we move towards. So when we're excited and we enthusiastic or curious or optimistic, then that's good. We'll move towards it. Now, when we have something that we are feeling heavy, we are feeling, just lethargic and maybe almost distant from people and disconnected, then there's something that's telling us that there's something that's not working in our environment.
Yeah.
That's all. And parents, I'm a parent, we like to try and fix things. And when we can't fix things, we get a bit frustrated or flustered.
Mm.
And then we say, "Hi, boy, you know, what's going on now? I'm doing all the work, you know."
Yeah.
And be worried, because then it's an indication of, you know, what's going on. And it's more to do with we feeling out of control as parents.
Mm.
And the best thing to do as parents is just stop and listen deeply and allow that. And just say, "Hey, I'm really, really sorry that you're feeling down."
Mm.
Or "I'm really sorry." Reflect that emotion.
Mm.
And that's something you can do full stop. Whether you're a parent, a best friend, a partner, counselor, priest, you know, just to stop and allow that person to talk and acknowledge their emotions without trying to fix them initially.
I love the sound of that, because we always tend to feel as though only our emotions are validated because we're going through a lot. We're trying to raise you. I mean, what do you mean you're depressed? But the reality, like you're saying, is they also have emotions.
Yeah.
They also have emotions.
Very much, and parents themselves are under pressure.
Yeah.
And they sort of like, you know, when their children are suffering, they really take strain and they don't have the capacity. But the best thing that we can do is just listen, deeply listen, and acknowledge. And I promise you, you don't have to fix it, because not even psychologists can fix it with a quick thing to say straight away.
Mm.
You know, what really does help is feeling that someone has allowed you and heard you deeply.
Mm.
That's it.
Yeah.
But it's such a nice feeling.
Mm. Sure. I love the sound of that. Now, people in the workplace often have access to mental health support through employee assistance programs, for example, but they're worried that people will judge them if they find out that they're seeing a psychologist. What do you recommend, Rod?
Look, we're all worried and we all want to, you know, and it doesn't help with the social media.
Mm.
And just by the way, you know, one of the things is that we know that we do live in a bit of a crisis at the moment. And one of the things that seems to be a big cause of that, when I say a crisis, a mental health crisis,
mm-hmm.
Is social media itself is not necessarily good for, our own mental health. Because what it is we're always seeing other people's best versions of their lives.
Yeah.
But it's heavily edited. And no one puts on into social media, Facebook or Instagram, you know, their really horrible, bad outcome of event. We're only seeing their most wonderful, you know, awesome events.
Mm.
And everyone, even people who are depressed, have better parts of their day. And if we all curated that, those things and only show those things, other people, even though we're feeling depressed, would say, oh, wow, your life's quite good.
Mm. You know?
It's curated. And when we compare other people's lives and we see it on social media, we feel we're missing out. It was really interesting. There was a sort of a heartfelt in the America leading up to the American elections is to tell people, please, whatever you're doing, don't go onto social media, don't watch the news, because it is invading us, and then we get it into our it comes into our dining.
Okay, we're losing
what's happening.
Okay. Looks like I'm losing Rod there. Looks like we are losing Rod. All right. I think we just, let's try this, actually. Hopefully he's going to log back on. For now, let's just take a little break.
In response to the current unstable economic conditions, the Unemployment Insurance Fund, that's the UIF, an entity of the Department of Employment and Labour, has allocated 2.4 billion rand in budget for the temporary employer-employee relief scheme known as TERS to assist businesses in distress. TERS is an intervention by the Department of Employment and Labour that provides financial assistance to companies for a period of up to 12 months. The scheme enables employers to retain employees by covering their salaries while the company focuses on implementing a turnaround strategy to remain operational. For more information on TERS and how to apply, please visit www.ccma.org.za/temporary-employer-employee-relief-scheme/. UIF, working for you.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring. 24 hours a day.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
And Rod is back on the line. We lost you, Rod, when you were still talking about the build-up to the American elections. Devil is a liar and his mother-in-law. We're not going to lose you here.
Yeah, so just to say that there was a warning and a plea for people to be very careful around social media, mm-hmm. and also news. You know, what sells is always those things that are biased towards the negative.
Mm.
And what it is means we don't get a fair representative. We get a really skewed representation of what's wrong in the world,
yep.
mainly. And true. Then we download it. No wonder we feel really bad.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that just also the other thing that I would say to people who just say, oh, yeah, but other people have got some, you know, their problems, they've got bigger problems than me. No way.
Mm.
It's all relative. Psychologists, priests, actors, movie stars, you know, professionals, engineers, we all struggle with depression at times.
Yeah.
It is normal. It's a normal, and often depression is a normal reaction to very difficult events.
Mm.
And we mustn't feel depressed when someone close to us dies. No, of course we're allowed to. We must mourn. And the cost of love, and we've all heard, love is the best thing in the world. Yo. That there's a cost to it. It's called grief.
Sure.
And then we need to normalize and we need to grieve.
Mm.
And it's okay. And this too shall pass. That's the one thing. The other thing about, you know, what do we tell people? Mm. What is the one constant in life that never changes?
Okay.
You know, is it time? And, you know, people say God. Is it taxes? Maybe that's it. But, you know, we can dodge taxes and what have you. And then when we young and retire, sometimes we don't have to pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
The one, and our relationship with God changes. We mm-hmm. learn more. We become more mature. So the one constant in life for me is change, which mm-hmm. is great if we are down and out and feeling sore, because it's not going to stay there. I promise you it will not stay there. It will change.
Mm.
We just need to hold on to it and tell someone to help stay with us.
Yeah.
Because there's a lovely saying, hardship or grief that is shared is sadness or grief that is halved. Happiness that is shared is happiness doubled. And that's such an important thing with this, with our emotions. We are wired, built, designed for human connection, deep, deep connection.
Mm.
And maybe I think one of the biggest things that we can do, it takes courage to talk and say, hey, I'm struggling, you know, and men, I can say this aloud because I'm one of them. I'm one of the males. We are not good at asking for help.
Sure. Even as a professional in that regard yourself, can you still
say?
Absolutely.
No. Everyone comes to me and for me, and then suddenly I realize, you know, whoa, I'm taking strain here.
Mm.
And I have to dig deep sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that alive, or I'm not going to say that in public in case people find that out. Not said it on radio. So no, we've got to be normal with it. We really have to.
Yeah.
It's okay to struggle. It's normal.
Sure. Very interesting, I must say. Now, in South Africa, there are too few trained psychologists to see everyone who might need help. What do you think the solution to this is? And hey, I must agree. I have a friend, I saw a friend study psychology. Then she passed, she went and worked. I remember at Focus on the Family, before we knew it, she was back at school. And I'm like, is this, like, this person's never going to qualify even after all these qualifications. There's still some more years. So being a psychologist is a lot. Like, that's why we've got so few of them, actually.
No, it's a real long route,
mm-hmm.
difficult route, and it's challenging. It's really challenging because not only is it academically quite rigorous, because psychology, theology, and philosophy go hand in hand, and then you've got to do science on top of that. A lot of it is a long. There's another thing that we can do, because by the time it gets to psychologist, it's the problem's already arisen.
Yep.
And perhaps the best thing that we can try and do are lead lives that act as buffers and help equip us become more resilient. And there's some fantastic things around that we know, and there's some really good practical places where we can go and get help. And one of them is the Bible. You know, if you go back into the Bible and living in community, living with other people and sharing, deeply, deeply sharing and asking people to help support you and pray for you, showing your vulnerability, that is shown to be one of the best things that we can do. We talk in positive psychology, and I one of my fields of studies, expertise in positive psychology is the study of human flourishing.
Okay.
And when we flourish, it's not to say we don't feel sad. It's that when we feel sad, someone dies, which is normal, or I don't get my job, or I'm really tired and burnt out and I've overdone it and I've overcommitted myself, I'm going to feel sad.
Yep.
We recover that much faster. And the three pillars of human flourishing or thriving or leading really good lives are: the first one is deep, meaningful connections with other people.
Wow.
That's friendship. And that apparently that's not that expensive.
apparently it's not that expensive.
No, which is, you don't even need medical aid, which is quite helpful, you know, and something. I don't think the medical aids are going to be very happy about that, the pharmaceutical companies. But the trouble is our modern lifestyles take us away from that, because we're living lives online.
Yeah.
And deep connections and relationships are always two-way. They're always two-way. And when we do it on digital screen, it's one way. And it's not even one way. You know, it's collated, it's filtered, and, you know, it's just third best. Then the second pillar of human flourishing is connection with nature, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
When we go outside into, you know, sun, into trees, and grass, and just in that, there's studies across all cultures, across different, and it doesn't depend on economic status or whatever. When we get into nature, we definitely report a better feeling of well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And that also is relatively easy, even if we live in cities, we can walk outside.
Yep.
And we are lucky in South Africa. We've got great, great weather. And we have parks. You know, sometimes it might be a walk, but then exercise is not bad. And then the third thing, and this thing is well-renowned in and replicable in the scientific literature, is the connection with what they the science calls the divine.
Okay.
Or another word, it's
higher
God.
Power.
It is something bigger than this. And we know people who have a deep, robust, meaningful faith are more resilient. They cope better with tragedy.
True.
They have a more meaningful life.
Mm-hmm.
They are able to help other people and just generally report a much higher quality of living.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, the last time I checked, that's also not that expensive.
Absolutely free of charge, by the way.
Yeah. And those three things, I really think if we can focus on those three things, nature, others, friendship, connecting, and they're all involved with connection.
Mm.
And then connecting with a higher power and, you know, God, but meaningfully, really honestly, with courage.
Yep.
It needs to be authentic. You can't just go and say, oh, well, sort of, I'll try it maybe.
Mm.
You've got to really, really do it meaningfully.
Mm.
And that takes courage.
It does. Sure. I'm loving this solution also, Rod, because it's all these three are within our disposal, like you said. It's either you find a friend or you go out to nature if you don't find that easy, or connect to your God.
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, man.
You know, and there are ways just listening to really good music and hymns.
Yep.
You know, just, and then we're going to read some of those Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at those Psalms, you know, people say, okay, well, you know, other people have got bigger problems.
Mm.
You know, if you go to the Psalms, King David was the king of Israel. He was like the main dude, and he suffered big time from depression at times. You know, my God, you know, what's going on? I'm really, you know, on the receiving end of my enemies and everything. And he was a king, you know. We
yep.
all suffer from it. But then what he did do, he would tapped into that, and he tapped into music, and then he tapped into really asking in an authentic way and being deeply vulnerable for help.
Sure. Rod, this is really, really a great conversation. I'd love for it to continue, but unfortunately, my time is running out. But like I said at the start of our conversation, it really took me making that decision as well to say, you know what, I'm not going to sit here and drown in my sorrows. I understand my predicament right now, but a solution needs to come. And I'll tell you now, since then, I've been in a better mental state.
And one must
never think, ah, everybody else around is weak. I'm stronger. It's never going to be me.
I promise you, it happens. It happens to everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone experiences bouts of depression at some stage. There are some people who try and run away from it and pretend it's not them. You know, and I really love what you were saying, is to say that we don't have to be a victim towards depression. Depression happens to us, and it can come from the outside. I mean, you know, I've lost loved ones. I've been depressed.
Mm.
And it doesn't make me a victim. What makes me a victim, if I stay there and then I don't ask for help.
Yep.
And if I don't accept, that's a choice that's over for everyone. But it's scary, though, to really ask for help. It's deeply scary, but then, you know, all of us, we all love to be asked for help.
Mm.
And when someone reaches out to you, you feel wanted. And of course, you're going to help.
Of course.
So the answer is just to really ask deeply and with courage.
Wow. Rod, thank you so much. Thank you for your time, and thank you for encouraging us to take better care of our mental health. Thank you, and God bless.
And thanks to you. Thank you very much for your time. And God bless on the work you do.
Thanks.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.